And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Right around the country, welcome to the hour that is dedicated to your health. It is the House of Wellness. It's Ed Phillips here. We're beaming into Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, Adelaide and Perth, and our phone lines are open, 131-873 from wherever you're joining us. And I'm joined by some esteemed experts. Lovely to be with dietitian and nutritionist Susie Burrell, who's in. Hi, Sue.
Good morning, up bright and early.
As if all your clients and your twin boys aren't enough. We're also studying for a master's. So, yes, let's add more degrees.
We may have left it to the last minute to finish our master's.
Okay.
So we may have two subjects to do in a very short time frame, which is why I've been up all night.
Oh, okay, so... nice to cram in. A little bit of extra knowledge. Good to have you with us. Joined as always by our favourite pharmacist, Gerald Quigley, who is with us. Hello, GQ.
Good morning, Ed. Good morning, Susie. And look, we're all guilty of cramming, Susie. Don't feel a little embarrassed about that. We've all done it.
I can always turn to the expert over there because he is the brilliant GQ.
But you know what? We're going to take a little look a bit later on in the TV version of the show at midday today. Yes. Dr. Ali Walker, who has a PhD and about three or four other degrees, on how to cope with exam stress, which starts to ramp up for our school kids a little bit later on this term and certainly into term four. So she's got some great tips coming in.
I can tune in 12 o'clock.
Absolutely.
She just brings it all down to a level that we can easily understand, which is most important.
That's all coming up. But we've got plenty to do today. We're going to cover off something really nutritious and delicious that you've whipped up. Tell us about that.
I know, because, you know, I quite like a baked product. Mm-hmm. But, of course, the issue with a number of cakes and pastries is they're not overly healthy for us. So I have made a healthy zucchini loaf, and it is delicious, but it's highly nutritious, packed full of fibre, got some sneaky veggies in there, and a perfect Sunday afternoon treat with a cup of tea.
Yeah, lovely. Isn't it one of the great joys, making your own bread at home? You know, whether you've got a little dough maker, bread maker thing, whack it in the oven, not many things smell better.
Oh, I find home cooking in general and baking is so therapeutic. You know, whenever I'm stressed or worried, I'll get in there and mix something up, and everyone loves some freshly baked food. Mm. And it's just a lovely ritual at home. So that's a nice thing to do on a Sunday.
While we're on the bread topic, is bread painted as the bad boy so often, Susie? Why does it get such a dreadful reputation? It's the first thing you hear. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going off bread.
Yeah. Well, it's like anything. There's good types and bad types. If you have a thick loaf of Turkish white bread, it's not ideal for us. It's really not great for blood glucose levels. It sends them skyrocketing. And, of course, because it's quite sweet, it makes you want more and more. So you keep eating toast and large slices. Mm. But if you get the little, you know, small slices of whole grain bread or a little small slice of sourdough, and it's part of a balanced diet where you're having it with some eggs or one or two slices per day, or making it into a healthy loaf like we've done. Mm. You know, it's like anything. It's good for you in moderation. And we do try and improve the quality by increasing the fibre. And in this instance, in the baked bread, a sweet option, we've included the zucchini and the fruit to lower the overall carbohydrate content. So, you know, there's not one bad food. It's more the type that you choose.
Sure. Yeah. Yum, yum. A happy life. We'll have the recipe on our website as well, houseofwellness.com.au. We always take a look at a vitamin each time we meet. Something on the A to Z of vitamins today. What's caught your eye?
One of Mother Nature's absolute rippers, Ed. It's called propolis. So we'll be looking at propolis. You know, we've got honey, we've got royal jelly, and we've got propolis. It is Mother Nature's machinery in perfection.
Okay, looking forward to that. And tomorrow, by the way, guys, kicks off Dental Health Week. We will chat with one of our favourite dentists, Dr. Luke Cronin. I think he's shushing down the slopes this weekend. I saw a picture of him yesterday with his beard just covered in frost. We'll defrost his face.
Pearly whites matching the snow, lucky him.
Yeah, I wonder if he wears a mouth guard, Ed.
Well, he's got the kind of human beard balaclava, hasn't he? So he doesn't probably need any of that thing. We'll find out about best ways to look after our teeth, and also oil pulling. What is that? It's the latest trend in oral care. Oil pulling. Have you heard of that?
I have heard of it. I find it interesting, to say the least.
I think Elle Macpherson is a big fan of it. We've got to find out more about that. Dr. Luke.
I get a little lightheaded even thinking about it.
Dr. Luke will join us next. And we want to focus on pain this week as well. One in five Australians live with chronic pain. We've seen the reduction or the reduced availability of our pain management earlier this year.
Very sad.
And this figure rises to something like one in three people over the age of 65 living with constant chronic pain. And we need some options too to discuss, don't we?
I think the sad part is, Ed and Susie, that we talk about cost and we talk about all sorts of other things. It's the impact on a person's quality of life that chronic pain can just absolutely destroy. So we've got chronic pain where you're up in the morning in pain all day, go to bed in pain, go visit the bathroom in pain, and that can interfere with your mental health. And this is serious stuff, and I don't know whether we're really doing the best thing by Australians at the moment.
Indeed, when we talk pain, we're talking mostly about back pain, lower back pain especially. It's the most common form of pain people are experiencing. And a little later on, we'll chat with leading neurosurgeon and spinal surgeon, Dr. Michael Wong, get his five top ways to manage back pain. And of course, we'll take a stack of your calls as the morning progresses. 131-873 is our number from wherever you're joining us right around the country. All our callers go in the draw for the $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse. Gerald will anoint somebody with that fabulous little gift to take away by the end of the show. Give us a buzz. 131-873. Hope you can stick around. This is the hour dedicated to your health and well-being. It is the House of Wellness. Got more coming up in a sec.
This is the House of Wellness. Win a chance to kick for $1 million. Visit chemistwarehouse.com.au/grandfinalkick for T's and C's.
Well, one of the most dynamic and enthralling sports events in the world is almost upon us, the Toyota AFL Grand Final. And this year, you could be the ultimate winner. Simply spend $40 or more at Chemist Warehouse to get into the draw for your chance to kick for $1 million. That's right. Thanks to Zyrtec, you could be kicking for the ultimate glory on the hallowed MCG turf during the Toyota AFL Grand Final. It excludes prescriptions and the entries close September 19. If you want the T's and C's, just go to the website, chemistwarehouse.com.au/grandfinalkick. Kick for $1 million. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices guarantee.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Nice to have your company. It's Ed Phillips here along with Susie Burrell and Gerald Quigley. We'll take some of your calls in just a sec. 131-873 is our number. But first, let's mention Dental Health Week. It kicks off tomorrow. We thought what better time to chat about oral hygiene and how we can keep our teeth in tip-top condition than bringing on one of our favourite dentists live from the ski slopes this morning, Dr. Luke Cronin. Hello, Dr. Luke.
Good morning, Ed. How you going?
We can't show his face. Thankfully, it's radio, so that's okay.
That's right. That's very important.
Looked mighty chilly on the photo I saw on your social media page the other day. Your beard just covered in frost. It's rather frightening. Yeah, is that the way to protect your teeth with a wall of ice around them?
Yeah, no, it was good. It was snowing a lot yesterday. Sunny today, which is nice.
All righty. First important question from a dentist himself. What type of toothbrush and toothpaste should we consider using?
In my opinion, the best toothbrush is an electric toothbrush, but more importantly than that, the amount of time you used it for, and also a fluoride toothpaste.
Okay. Is not every toothpaste a fluoride one? Is it not always included?
Most toothpastes are fluoride toothpaste, but there are some that aren't fluoride toothpaste. It's important to check.
Okay. Good.
Luke, good morning. Gerald here. How are you going? What are your thoughts on... Now, you're on the ski slopes. Do you wear a mouth guard? And this is a serious question.
Is it? Is that a serious question? Why would you have a mouth guard while you're skiing?
Well, listen to what Luke says.
Okay.
I don't wear a mouth guard while I'm skiing. I do wear a helmet, though. Yes. I'm more likely to run into a tree.
But suppose.
It's not a very high-impact sport in terms of your teeth. It's not like hockey or football.
Yeah. Okay. If you're slalom skiing, yes, and they have a guard across the helmet there. That's a good idea.
You can see that's a question. You see that's a question from a water skier and not a snow skier.
Dr. Luke, it's Susie Burrell here. Now, my husband tells me that I brush my teeth too vigorously because I take my dental health very seriously and I get in there and I scrub and scrub, and he tells me you can brush too often and too hard. Is that true?
You can, but to be honest with you, 50% of Australians are only brushing once a day. So what we need to be doing is brushing twice a day for 2 minutes each.
Okay.
And what about little kids? When should we start to brush, and how often for them?
Now, as soon as they've got teeth, you should be brushing their teeth. Ideally, that should be twice a day as well. When they're really little, it becomes difficult. it's often easier to use a washer to wipe their teeth, especially when they're 2 and 3.
What about flossing your little kids? It's like wrestling a bandicoot that's having a fit. It's really hard work.
I agree. Flossing for children is very difficult. I've got children myself. Wish everyone the best of luck there.
Oh, what a cop-out, Luke. Goodness me.
Realistically, nearly 40% of Australians, and I'm talking adults here, have never flossed at all.
Oh, really? Oh, I mean, I've never had an expert just wish us the best of luck.
Yes, isn't that interesting? Yes.
What about a mouthwash? Can we use a mouthwash and to skip all these steps?
No, a mouthwash is a good adjunct, but it's not. It can't be used to replace brushing and flossing. When I say flossing, you can also use something like an air flosser to clean between the teeth. It doesn't necessarily have to be flossed.
Okay. Luke, in our intro, we talked about oil pulling. What are your thoughts?
Yes, and what is it?
What is oil pulling? Yeah. Oil pulling is an Ayurvedic medicine technique, which, while it doesn't cause any harm, it hasn't been proven to cause any help either. And equally, oil pulling for 30 minutes a day, what they recommend, is not particularly practical when you could brush for 2 minutes.
Well, what are people doing? What's the process involved?
With oil pulling?
Yeah.
They have oil in their mouth and they pull it back and forth through their teeth.
Oh. Like an olive oil? What sort of oil?
I'm not sure exactly what oil they use.
Engine oil?
No, coconut oil is probably the more common of the lot. But as you said, Luke, it would be most uncomfortable. But every now and again, fads like this come. We see them in health all the time, don't we?
Yes, there's lots of fads that come and go. But I think with the Dental Health Week coming up this week, what we're really looking to is getting back to basics. So we need people to be brushing twice a day.
Yes.
We want people to be flossing or cleaning between their teeth at least once a day. And the other one is looking at the amount of sugar in their diet.
Yes.
And 73% of young people are consuming too much sugar, and that's an alarming statistic. Mm.
And of course, Luke, it's the drinks, isn't it? It's the juices and the soft drink and the sports drink that we know teenage boys are having close to, you know, more than a serve a day, almost 600 mils. So it's quite significant in Australia, the impact of sugar, sweetened drinks on kids' teeth.
Yes, I agree.
All righty. Well, you keep up the good work and ski safely. Stay away from those trees, okay, Dr. Luke, today?
I will.
It's combat skiing. I've never seen anything like it. We'll catch you on our TV show as well. Thanks for all the dental health tips. It's an important week, this one. It's Dental Health Week. It kicks off tomorrow. There's a website too attached to ours that you can follow for more of these great tips, houseofwellness.com.au. Let's grab a couple of calls. Let's go to Margaret, who's standing by, first cab off the rank in Blackburn North in Melbourne this morning. Hi, Margaret.
Oh, hello. Look, I just wanted you to help me. Look, I listen all the time and I have tried different things for my arthritis. Mm. But at the moment, I've got it all through my hands and they're swelling. The joints are awful, but I'm getting it in my feet. I've got it in the toe and it's been infected once and it looks to me as if it could be something wrong with it. And I'm a walking disaster, Eric. I'm stiff in the morning when I get up.
Yes.
And I'm constantly... I'm never comfortable. I have to be very honest. I'm never comfortable. But now with my joints the way they are, I've actually even tried this magnesium. I've got it in front of me here, turmeric, because you said I listen to that.
Yes,
But I found this one. It upset my bowel.
Some do, Margaret. Some do.
Yes.
And look, a couple of things. And you're expressing, and we're talking about pain with Michael Wong soon. You're expressing what a lot of Australians are finding. As we grow older, we get these arthritis states, and the fact that you're getting them in some bits means it's probably starting to develop in others. And it's a complex regime of things you have to do. Susie will give us some anti-inflammatory foods, which is the basis of reducing, and we're talking inflammation. We reduce that. Turmeric is best if it's readily absorbed, and it's a poorly absorbed herb, so you've got to get it in a form which is readily absorbed. And that's when you speak to your pharmacist and say, now listen, I've got a tender tummy. Give me a brand that you have been given feedback is okay for tummies. The other thing, Margaret, is fish. The best protein to eat 2 or 3 times a week, and take some sort of omega-3 supplement. Fish oil probably is best, with a high essential fatty acid containing part. So you speak to your pharmacist about that. And magnesium does help, Margaret. It helps you sleep at night. But that's, and Susie, anti-inflammatory foods.
Well, the other thing, I agree 100% getting the omega-3s up with extra fish oil supplements and even a handful of walnuts per day. But the other new research is around cherry juice. And a few studies have now shown that a serve of cherries each day, whether they're fresh cherries, and you can get some at the moment in Coles, I noticed, imported, but also cherry juice, that concentrated antioxidant, has shown positive results when it comes to inflammatory markers and pain relief. So that would be worth trying as a medicinal supplement, where you have a glass of cherry juice each day, or even about 10 to 12 cherries every single day, Margaret, because that has been proven to help reduce
and
the symptoms.
And sugar-free juice, Susie?
It's a concentrated juice, so it doesn't have added sugar. It's hard to find, but there is a couple of different types in supermarkets in both the health food section and the juice section.
And you can see from that, Margaret, it's little bits of anti-inflammatory decision-making you make that makes the difference to your quality of life. So you've just got to work on it and find out what's best.
Good luck with that, Margaret. Our experts are here for you, 131-873. Julie, let's come to you this morning in Cremorne. Hello.
Oh, good morning to you all.
Thank you, Julie.
Look, I was wondering if you could help me with the nerve pain. You have spoken about this before.
Yes.
But I forgot. I've written it down. I can't find it.
Yes, it's called lipoic acid is what I use, Julie, and vitamin B12. And I'll be asking Dr. Michael Wong, who's our pain specialist, coming in fairly soon, and I'll be asking him about nerve pain. But those two things, Susie mentioned cherries and antioxidant activity. Now, that's what lipoic acid is. It's an antioxidant. It reduces sensitivity of nerve endings. So it's a 400 milligram tablet you take twice a day with vitamin B12 in sublingual form. Let it dissolve in your mouth, Julie, and it's a good way to reduce the impact of nerve pain.
So you have that morning and night, is that the idea?
The lipoic acid's morning and night, and the B12 just once per day.
And that would be in the morning?
Yes, whatever suits.
Right, fine. And would that replace the Lyrica that I'm on?
Well, you can use them in combination, because I find feedback from patients is that unless the Lyrica's in really high dose, then it doesn't really work all that well. So what you can do is use it in combination, and you probably get better results from the lower dose Lyrica. Okay?
Do I have to take this with food or after
Doesn't
food?
Matter. Doesn't matter. No, whenever it suits, Julie.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're my pleasure. You're so welcome. More of your calls coming up in just a sec. 131-873. This is the House of Wellness. We're here for you, for your health and well-being across the hour. More coming up in just a sec.
This is the House of Wellness. Win a chance to kick for $1 million. Visit chemistwarehouse.com.au/grandfinalkick for T's and C's.
Well, introducing Wagner Fish Oil 1000 from Chemist Warehouse. It contains omega-3 fatty acids, which support the healthy function of the nervous system, heart health, brain health, and eye health as well. A fish oil comes from the tissues of oily fish, and the best sources are cold water, fatty fish. When it comes to human consumption of fish oil, you can get it from fish themselves or from a fish oil supplement. And great health starts with what you eat. Omega-3 is a great way to help support a healthy diet. Right now, you can find the new look Wagner Fish Oil 1000 at Chemist Warehouse, where you can get two for only $25. Always read the label and use only as directed. And if symptoms persist, see your healthcare professional. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices guaranteed.
This is the House of Wellness. Win a chance to kick for $1 million. Visit chemistwarehouse.com.au/grandfinalkick for T's and C's.
A to Z of Vitamins time. Gerald is here. We know the importance of our bees. They just keep on giving us incredible things. Honey, notwithstanding, there's extra good things that they produce too.
It's quite amazing, Mother Nature, Ed. I'm talking here today about propolis. So this is stuff that the bee produces. It gets resin and enzymes from its tummy. And this is the repair mechanism in the hive. This stuff keeps the hive safe, fills the gaps. Any bacteria get in, the propolis is there to destroy it. So if you've got a lizard that gets in and thinks, oh boy, a smorgasbord of bees, how good is this? The lizard will be taken down by the bees and covered in propolis to isolate it. Now, transferring that into the human body, we're talking here about immune function. And as we say so often on our program every week, maintaining healthy immune function is the secret to staying well. And Susie, how often do we talk about it, that it's just keeping our immune function healthy, efficient, and working as it should.
Well, it's creating that positive health platform where most days you're getting all of your key nutrients. You're getting your good fibres for gut health. You're getting your vitamins and minerals from fresh foods. You're getting plenty of iron and zinc if you're meat eaters. So what I find is people are sporadically good with their nutrition, and some days they're great and other days they're shocking. And it's about getting that good platform that means most of the time you're eating really well.
Yeah, so you've got to think well too. That's the important thing. So I think the key to propolis, and where I use it in my clinic, for that person who's struggling to get over something chronic, it might be cold sores, it might be thrush, it might be warts, anything that's immune related, propolis plays a role.
Oh, fantastic to know. Okay, the A to Z of vitamins brought to us by Go Healthy. For healthy energy and vitality, try New Zealand's number one premium supplements, now available in Australia. Our number's 131873. Lorraine is next through from Ashburton in Victoria. Hello to you, Lorraine.
Hi. Hi, panel. Look, I'm just ringing because I have this terrible metallic taste in my mouth. Mm-hmm. And it's not just, you know, when I eat, it's all day, 24/7. Mm-hmm. Eating's really unpleasant, and a bit of nausea as well.
Yes.
I'm wondering if this herbal thing that I've been taking, because I had pneumonia a couple of months ago, and I thought I'd build my immune system.
Good.
This Armour 4 Standard, it's got andrographis, olive leaf, and echinacea.
Yes.
Well, I've had echinacea for years, and I haven't had a problem with that. But can you get a metallic taste from that herb?
Look, not so much from the herb, Lorraine. And look, the secret is don't take it for a while. That formula is a superb formulation. But if you suspect it, stop it for a couple of weeks. That's going to be no issue at all. And if that taste disappears, and when you reintroduce it, that metallic taste comes back, there would be some zinc in that formulation.
Uh-huh.
That could be the issue. Stop it. 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks maybe, and then resume and see how you go. And then, Lorraine, call back and we'll give you a couple of options instead.
All righty. Good luck with that. Thanks for following through. 131873 is our number. We chat a bit about vitamins on the show, don't we, guys? Janet's calling through from Banksia Grove in WA. Good morning to you. You got a vitamins question.
Hi, Janet.
Well, I do, Dad, but I've given up on that.
Oh.
It's sugar.
Okay.
Not for sugar. Do you not remember the song, A Spoonful of Sugar Helps Me? Have you forgotten? Have you forgotten or not that you're idiots all of a sudden? You're poisoning the world with all your drugs.
Your
pharmaceutical companies are making an absolute fortune. They're poisoning everybody, and now they're stopping us having sugar as well. They're going too far, and I've had enough.
I think, well, Janet, and look, isn't it wonderful in Australia you can have an opinion, and that's terrific, but... And we would never blame a single nutrient for the worries of the world, would we, Susie? So we're saying that sugar in balance and in the right form is actually, we need glucose in our body, don't we? So what we're looking at blaming, it's an awful word. We're asking people to take responsibility for the amount of sugar that's the wrong sort of sugar in their food intake each week. Is that a fair comment?
And also I think, Janet, being aware, you know, the more processed food becomes, the more sugar they add. So if we were just getting our sugar from, you know, going back 20 or 30 years, a couple of bits of fruit and maybe some yogurt and occasional biscuit, there'd be no issue at all. But now we have all of these muesli bars and drinks, and they're all jumbo sized, and meal deals at fast food chains and massive ice cream tubs. So the range of food is increased, and as such, the added sugar in our diets. And I think that's the message. It's about that added sugar in processed foods that's more of the issue than, like you said, a little bit of sugar in a cup of tea every now and again.
A spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go round. I mean, I'd stick with the House of Wellness rather than nursery rhymes and ditties for your medical advice. That's just my tip. Let's chat vitamins. Rose is calling through from Glenorie. Good morning. Welcome to the House of Wellness.
Hi, everyone.
Good morning.
I've got a question. I've got a 10-year-old daughter, and there was a stressful incident a few years ago, and from there on, she had bad breath. And she's been to a dentist, and they've ruled out any dental issues, and I've taken her to a doctor, but she still continues to have it. And even at the moment, she's even using a mouthwash that a dentist has suggested. So I think it's gut related.
Yes, it is. Rose, it certainly is. That's where bad breath comes from, or halitosis. And at 10 years old, they're very impressionable, and her digestive system is still developing. And Susie will have a couple of thoughts on food choices, but the mineral of choice is called sodium phosphate. Now, you can buy this in tiny little pills, and it's not a drug, but what it does is help acid levels in her tummy to help the digestive process work correctly. And it's a very simple option. Your pharmacist will have it. If you have issues with people saying, oh, they can't have that, send me an email and I'll through the houseofwellness.com.au website on the Ask tab, and I'll give you some more specific instructions. But little sodium phosphate, SP, and you just given that to her at mealtime will make all the difference.
And the other thing, Rose, I think, try a probiotic supplement.
Yes.
You can get quite a few in the pharmacies now, some of them in liquid form. You can also buy them in drinks like kombucha if she likes any of those. And trying to improve the gut bacteria may be the underlying cause. And because young kids don't tend to eat those foods that contain the pre and probiotics, a supplement would be suggested. Inner Health Plus is one of my favourites, if I can name brands, but there's many different ones you can find. And as I said, if she likes the kombucha drinks, they're quite good as well. And a yogurt that's got a probiotic in it. So things like a Shibani yogurt or a Valia yogurt, a plain yogurt without added sugar, because the added sugar could actually make it worse.
Yes.
So you want to keep the less added sugar in her diet as possible.
Okay. And having both, having the sodium phosphate as well as...
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes,
they're
that's
working
fine.
On different mechanisms. Mm-hmm. So the probiotic's trying to restore the gut bacteria and get the right balance, and the sodium phosphate's dealing with the symptoms. So
how long do you think it would take to start to kick in?
Look, I think you'd have a fairly rapid turnaround, Rose. I'd be surprised within a week or 10 days. But please keep us posted. Send me an email.
Very interesting. Good luck.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Okay, bye.
Thank you, Rose. We're here for you. One of our lucky callers today will grab the $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse as well. 131873 is our number. More to come. We'll look at the painful facts of pain management after this here on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
By the way, you can give your skin the royal treatment with the luxurious Healthy Care Anti-Aging Gold Flake Face Serum. It's the dual function formula which enhances skin hydration and prevents water loss, making it the perfect companion during the cold and dry winter months. May also help reduce some fine lines and wrinkles, by the way. Let's face it, we all deserve a little gold in our life, don't we? Well, right now, you can get the Healthy Care Anti-Aging Gold Flake Face Serum for only $12.99. at Chemist Warehouse. Help your body reduce fine lines and wrinkles and give your skin the royal treatment with Healthy Care Anti-Aging Gold Flake Face Serum. Always read the label and use only as directed. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices guaranteed.
This is the House of Wellness. Win a chance to kick for $1 million. Visit chemistwarehouse.com.au/grandfinalkick for T's and C's.
Well, team, we chatted about the terrible stats at the top of the show. One in five Australians live with chronic pain. In fact, that bumps up to one in three in people aged over 65. We're talking primarily back pain, particularly lower back pain, by the way, the most common form of pain. We thought we should get a few tips on how best to look after our backs and manage chronic pain as well. We've gone to Dr. Michael Wong. He's one of this country's leading neurosurgeons and spinal surgeons, and with us now for Sunday morning. Hi, Dr. Wong.
Hello, good morning.
What is the difference, I wonder, just between acute pain and then what you classify as chronic pain?
I think the definition or the difference is rather arbitrary, but in general, any patient that has pain for more than 3 months, then it can be classified as chronic pain.
Michael, one of the biggest challenges we have in our health professions is nerve pain. It's something that people tend to live with. We're seeing, and I'm sure you are as well, manifestations of this constantly. What do you think we could do for this as in long-term treatment of nerve pain?
Well, it really depends on the cause of the nerve pain and, you know, in a spinal situation, whether there is a significant nerve compression.
Yes,
and the degree of nerve compression, and that really dictates what form of treatment is most appropriate.
Okay.
Dr. Wong, while we've got you here, we might grab this call from June, who's standing by in Goolgong. How can we help you out this morning, June?
Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Wong.
Morning.
My daughter became paraplegic due to an accident 4 years ago, and she suffers from a lot of nerve pain. She is on medication, but I was wondering if medication combined with hypnotherapy may help.
Right, okay. Firstly, I just want to say when you say nerve pain down to her paralyzed legs, is that what you mean talking about?
Yes, she does, yes.
Firstly, I just want to say I really feel sorry for your daughter and your situation, and it's a very, very difficult situation to manage with someone who's paraplegic. And definitely medication and is the main treatment option. But in addition to that is some form of physical therapy, hypnotherapy. Yes, it's not going to be a mainstay treatment, but I think in a difficult situation like your daughter, any treatment therapy is helpful. Should be tried, okay, as long as the side effects is not going to be significant or harmful.
All righty. Hope that clears things up for you, June. Thank you for your call. 131873 is our number. Dr. Michael Wong is with us, leading neurosurgeon and spinal surgeon.
Dr. Wong, it's Susie Burrell here. Can I ask you, what are the medications you're talking about that people generally use to treat chronic pain?
Right, okay. Now, we're talking about chronic back pain or nerve pain. You know, my approach is really a common sense approach. Firstly, try simple medication. Simple medication means paracetamol, Nurofen, those sort of simple over-the-counter medication. And if those medications are not going to be enough, then really the patient should seek professional help. May that be from your family doctors, from a specialist. And there are a whole host of medication that can be tried. By and large, they're opiate-type medication. Mm-hmm. But in addition to that, there are also nerve-specific-type medication, which is basically their epilepsy medication, but used in a lower dose, is able to help with the nerve pain.
Sure. Oh, that's very important. And, Michael, what's the relationship between chronic pain and mental health? Is the link strong that chronic pain can, over time, cause mental health issues?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I can ask a simple question. If you have a toothache, which has been there for 3 years, do you think you're going to behave normally? No, of course not. You know, it does eventually wears you down. You know, there's high rate of depression and anxiety in patients with a chronic pain problem. Yes. So I think, you know, the psychological help is very important in patients with chronic pain when the source of pain cannot be removed.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Given the stats are so high with us in Australia here suffering some form of chronic pain, have you got some best tips, I guess, up your sleeve, the best ways to manage chronic back pain?
I think my advice, again, is more of a common sense approach. Firstly, I just want to always ask the patient, well, what's the cause of the chronic pain? Okay. And again, using a toothache as an example, it's unthinkable, you know, if someone has chronic toothache for more than 3 months and that is not properly treated or dealt with. Mm-hmm. But somehow, you know, when it comes to back pain or neck pain, it's all very mysterious. Somehow we can't get to the bottom of it. I think that's far from the truth. And there are good investigative tools, scans that can be done to actually discover the cause of the pain in order to lead to the appropriate treatment.
All right. Wow. Great tips today for those.
It's a serious issue, isn't it?
Absolutely. Appreciate your time this morning, Dr. Wong. Lovely to have you on the show.
Great. Thank you.
Nice to catch up. Dr. Michael Wong there, one of the country's leading neurosurgeons and spinal surgeons as well. Let's take some more of your calls. 131873 is our number. Michaela, coming to you in Wentworth Falls. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. How are you?
We're well, thanks, Michaela. How can we help you?
Just the difference between fish oil and krill oil and which is the best one to take.
Look, I think it's an individual decision you make, Michaela. Fundamentally, the difference is in the packaging of the essential fatty acids within the oil itself. So in fish oil, we've got a triglyceride packaging, which means you've got to really have more to have it absorbed into your body. In krill, it's a phospholipid packaging, a little more friendly, and it gives you better bioavailability. As to which is better, it's an individual thing, and I swap between the two. Look, it really is just whatever you prefer. But the important thing is to use it because we know, don't we, Susie, so much about omega-3s.
We do, and don't forget the importance of fresh fish as well because the supplements are important and they can complement our lifestyle. Yep. But a single serve of Atlantic salmon each day, just 100 grams, will give you your entire daily recommended for those essential fatty acids, and the food is always better. So including more salmon, sardines in your diet is a very powerful step to increasing your overall omega-3 intake.
There you go. There you go.
Happy Michaela.
Thank you, Michaela.
All right. Nice to have you call through. You can get in touch with Gerald, by the way, via our website, houseofwellness.com.au. At the top of the leader page there, there's an Ask tab, and he can follow through with any advice that you might be seeking as well. A quick one to Lorna, who's been standing by patiently in Mirrabooka in WA. Hi, Lorna.
Hi, everybody.
Good morning.
I've got plantar fasciitis. I've had 10 years.
Lucky you, Lorna. Yeah.
But it's not all of 10 years. I've had four doses, so this dose has been probably the nastiest.
Yes.
And I was trying with Lyrica on low doses, and then the doctor gave me a large dose, and I went, oh, I'm really uncomfortable with the medicine. I've been taking all the usual fish oil, turmeric, et cetera, for arthritis and stuff for 15, 20 years. And he, and I went to a pharmacist, and he said to try fish oil at 8,000 milligrams a day. Now, do I just have really expensive urine, or is that really doing – I mean, because my feet do feel better for short periods, like 2 hours at a time and better.
A couple of things, Lorna. When we talk about the strength of a fish oil capsule, we're trying to talk about the combination of the two essential fatty acids that are named on the label, EPA and DHA. So that's a lot of fish oil to have. And are you wearing orthotics, Lorna?
Yes.
Good. And are they comfortable?
Yes.
Good, because that's the foot structure problems that plantar fasciitis ends up happening, because the foot structure is not quite so strong. Now, the fish oil short term, if it's working well, fine. Now start slowly dropping the dose back and see if we can maintain that comfort that you've got. And that's the most important thing. But yes, and the turmeric is good, and if you want some magnesium at night for sleep.
Well, I have found the Wagner fish oil. I bought that recently from the warehouse, and that's made a big difference. That's,
wonderful.
That's helping a lot.
Stay with it then.
Good to know. Good work. Tick for us. All right, thanks for your call, Lorna. Let's take a little break. Something yummy about to be served up by our delightful dietitian, Susie Burrell. I think we're doing zucchini and walnut bread. It's in the oven now, cooking up in the studios.
Nice afternoon tea.
So, coming up next here on the House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness. Win a chance to kick for $1 million. Visit chemistwarehouse.com.au/grandfinalkick for T's and C's.
I do know the ultimate torture, you guys. On my way to work, I pass this beautiful little French bakery with croissants, with little snails, with
thanks
little
for bringing some in, Ed.
And, well, the thing is, it's an exercise in discipline, because I could happily eat those all day, but it's the wrong thing to do, dietitian Susie, isn't it?
Oh, it's so good, though. It's a balance of pleasure, isn't it, and health. But what we've done today is design a healthy form of a zucchini and walnut bread.
Yum.
So it's quite a sweet bread. And what I've done with the recipe, which is available online at houseofwellness.com.au, and it's taken from my online program Shape Me, is that we've kept the sugar down to just 2/3 of a cup for the entire loaf, which is quite low. It means per serve it's got less than, you know, 10 grams of sugar, which is very low for a baked product. And then to give it some moist, we've given some walnuts and zucchini through it, as well as using some low fat milk and some olive oil. And it really comes to be a delicious, slightly sweet loaf, which just sits so nicely for afternoon tea. Now, the other option, because I'm always asked by people, I don't want to add sugar to my baking, and what can I do with that? So the two alternatives, if you choose not to add actual sugar, is that you can look at one of the low sugar alternatives in the baking section. Okay. So there's a few baking blends that are there that use stevia as an alternative to sugar, and there's one in particular, the Whole Earth range of baking blend, which is half sugar, half stevia, and it really makes a great baked product with significantly less sugar again. Great. So that's one option. Or another trick is to reduce the sugar by half and go to 1/3 of a cup and add some extra bananas through it, because bananas, walnuts, and zucchini bread would be even better.
Oh, I
love
it.
So if you feel like baking this afternoon or getting some healthy snacks for the week ahead, check out the zucchini and walnut bread from House of Wellness.
Okay, on the website, houseofwellness.com.au.
The TV show. I might delegate that, Ed. Yeah. I'll delegate that this afternoon and see how I go.
TV show rolling out today from midday on Channel 7. Superstar netballer Bianca Chatfield joins us. She's checking out all the bad germs that are available out there to contaminate us, but shows how those little things can be a big problem. And we'll also chat with Dr. Fiona Martin. She's a psychologist looking at parental burnout, how this new phenomenon could be affecting you as well. If you've got kids.
I think I'm burnt out.
Yes, you'll relate to
I
this
need a
one.
Day off as well.
Let's
Come on, your boys are terrific.
I need a day off. I think they can stay with my husband today.
Good. Done deal. What about a winner for our $100 Chemist Warehouse voucher today?
It's Lorna from Mirrabooka, who's struggling with plantar fasciitis, which is so common, Ed. Lorna, you are the winner today of the $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse. Congratulations.
Fantastic.
Well,
we'll do it again next Sunday. Thanks for all your calls. If we didn't get to you, you can always reach us via the website as well, houseofwellness.com.au. Susie, thank you so much.
Pleasure.
Thank
I'll see you,
Susie.
Next week, and you'll bring those pastries in.
And you'll bring in the zucchini and walnut loaf. Great deal. Gerald, thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ed. Thank you, Susie.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend, everyone.